And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Beard here and declare your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, in Phoenix, Arizona, from the beautiful studios of Freedom's of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. Well, I drug it out as long as I could. Tempacho's still not here. You know, just like, you know, he must have drove with Dr. Frank Tamburi or something. He late. It was him. He goes, oh, it was just hailing here. It's raining like crazy since last night. And sometimes it rains in Phoenix. And he's like, yeah, there was hail. I got a flat tire. It wasn't my fault. Like, what are you, Jake from Blues Brothers? Anyway, so he'll be here in a little bit. We have John Sneezing in, and he and Tim have been working together. Since he's not here, we can talk about him. No, so, you know, we went and got you from the airport yesterday, and we came and we went and had lunch, and then Tim came by and said, yo, what's up? And how did you guys hook up? You and Tim Pachot, you guys started working together. And how are you working together? Tell us about Wham. Tell us about your guys' relationship. Go.
Yeah, no, we started. I actually met him first time when you guys when I met you down in Acapulco there, when we were hanging out at the beach and having a good time. So that was the first time. It was actually Josh that, you know, brought us together, because he'd met Tim.
Josh Segerson from World Alternative Media. Yeah. You and Josh have been working together for how long doing that?
Oh, about almost 4 years in December, I think. It's been crazy. So, yeah, we've been on it for a little bit now. And
you were rising up. I remember when I first met John. Woo, 100 down, man. Let's go get some. And I go, yeah, that's when they get you. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
They bottom came out. The man did not like you edumacating people.
No, definitely not. So, yeah, we definitely got whacked. But we keep on going. You know, we keep on grinding, telling the truth, and exposing, you know, what this criminal entity is above us, governments and central banks have been doing. So, yeah, and that's, of course, where I found mutual ground with our good friend Tim. You know, we both hit it off because both of us, we love to, you know, study economics and understand, you know, what's going on. And
he
and
loves
people.
It. Yeah. Loves it. You guys did all that little geek stuff. It lives. I'm going, now, whatever. Stay them those taking my crap, you know?
Yep.
Oh, that way? Oh, that's another way they take my crap, you know? Yeah. So what's the allure of finances? See, it's not really I don't even like the word economics. Because this is James Corbett, you know, kind of, you know, breaking me of that. And it's a Austrian economics term, I think Hayek or somebody came up, and it's called catalactics. Have you heard that word?
No, not.
Catalactics is, it's kind of, you know what this thing is worth? It's whatever you pay for it. Oh, that's what it's worth. I mean, a glass of water in the Sahara Desert, you know, kind of, how much gold do I have? I mean, you know, so it's catalactics is really the down to the individual. Economics comes from, I don't know, Greek or Latin, says home budget or something. And I'm like, home budget? Well, who else is it? Somebody else's home budget? Screw them, you know? How about my budget? Yeah. So I just want to preface that. This, when you say economics, it's really the study of somebody else trying to take my money or something.
Oh, yeah, 100% is the central control over the economy. It's anybody, you know, sitting there trying to, you know, like, how can we, you know, keep this economy going by, you know, putting an input there, taking away the free markets over here so we could try to manipulate it. Like, look at what happened since 2008. It's been a catastrophe, right, where you have, I believe we've been in the depression since 2008. You know, we've just been printing money and creating ways to manipulate and making it look like, we're good, you know, the economy is doing fantastic, but
we're
then
good.
Yeah. But when you go and study, you know, actually monitor history, that's what I got into it, and you see that it's just repeating itself. It's just a little bit more Interesting now with all the crazy types of ways they could, you know, manipulate it with all this high frequency trading. They got computers everywhere, you know, to run it. So they got a little bit better at manipulating it. But it's, you know, they say it's different now, but it's it's not different. It's the same shit, different package. That's what it is.
You know, that was one thing in our last hour guest. You were hanging out while we were talking to her. She seemed nice. She seemed, you know, competent. She knew what she had. She had a mission. You know, she had an audience. She's going to say what she's going to say. But it's like, you know, nationalism. And I'm going, late, no getting around it. He had a flat tire as hell. I don't want to hear your crap.
I'm Dr. Frank for the day. I'm just
exactly. I was going, what, did you get a ride on Dr. Frank's motorcycle or something? You know,
not this weather.
All right. So this is, did you listen to the first hour?
Only a tiny bit of it.
Okay. Now, Diana West, she's a great guest. I think it was an interesting topic, and her thing was there's an ideological thread, you know, that's running through this opposition to Trump. And I'm going, yeah, what is it? Well, it's, you know, it's Marxism, communism, and some ism against his ism of nationalism. And I'm going, yay, you know. It's just another isms. It's isms versus isms. I'm on the sidelines getting raped in the whole thing. So I'm just like, you know, so, John, what would you like to say to sum up what she had to say and so on? And I just, you know, you're sitting over there listening. I just give you an opportunity to comment.
Well, you got to take a look in what happened before when we had this approach. Like, actually, what I see similarities now is back in the 20s, like, the Great Depression, what really started to push the two divides of, you know, fascism and communism together. It's just,
we're only 80 days away from being back in the 20s.
Yeah, it's
all right. See, you know, Tim's got to throw it in, so we got to make a note. We got to write down 80 days. What does that mean? We can't go on. Shut up.
20.
Yeah. You don't get to talk.
Like the 20s. The 20s.
He's killing me. You know. Yeah. Wait. Finish.
Yeah. No, so I exactly see what's happening is the it's the corporate, like, we have such a massive divide now that you have the poor and the ultra rich. So that's what you see in the fascism is on the ultra rich side. The corporations want to control the narrative of the collective, the government, right? And then, but then you have the other side that are so poor that they, you know, can barely afford food. So that's why they are coming in and trying to then, you know, fight back with their socialism or communism on the other side. And those are clashing yet again, like when you see what happened in World War II. So that's why I see the similarities. But there's other similarities too that, well, actually, you know, the gold, they had the gold standard at that time, but now we have just a pure fiat standard. There's nothing backing, you know, it's pure garbage money. And now that money is failing. But the problem is we have it on the global scale. We never had that in history. So I think we're going to see some crazy events happening in well, we kind of seen it already where there's, you know, in Europe.
I'm like, if you're going to run up the credit card, you might as well get new bridges.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, China. Look at China. Do you know they 40-folded their debt since 2000, and they actually created some infrastructure. Not that I agree with anything that they believe in.
No, I mean, if you're gonna spend some money,
yeah,
let's get some dams or something.
Some high-speed trains.
All
we got was a police state out of this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all I got was a police state. So I am looking at this, and I'm going, there's a reckoning. You know, I don't know what else to call it. You know, Bob Anderson, we were back getting poor service, and the mentality back in the New England was just, you know, there's twice as many employees and a fraction of the service, and why are you bothering me? I'm talking to my coworker here. I mean, you know, that guy, I'm like, wow. And I would have been a bigger dick at the restaurants if they weren't making my food, you know? So I was just like, man, I ain't coming back here no more. It was just so bad that we had this one great waitress, older woman, that, you know, this one place in New Hampshire that really took care of us. And she got like a $20 tip we gave her. And we're just like, you just saved the next butthead's life. I mean, somebody took care of us. The mentality of these people, you can see there's a culling coming. Bob goes, culling, like culling the herd. There's a great culling coming. And it's going, what about that? What about them? Yeah, they better get to learning how to live down by the, you know, under the bridge by the river in their van or something, you know, because what do we see? The highest expenditure for disposable income in America now is RVs.
Oh, yeah.
From the fourth letter of Captain Mark. Landlubbers are conditioned to believe that the originators of an idea deserve exclusive rights to it, but these innovators are nothing but privateers, granted a monopoly by the crown. Potential inventors are restricted from using their own property and forced to navigate a wilderness of prohibited ideas. These pattern monopolies are intellectual colonization. This alliance of means between the crown and the privateers is not an alignment of ends. Both collude to establish a permission culture, in which everyone second-guesses their own thoughts, never sure which ideas are permissible to develop. But their objectives are different. The crown aims to cripple dissenting opinion, while privateers will only be satiated when all new ideas already fall under their monopoly. This scheme does not protect our information, but seizes it and denies us access. The future belongs to individuals who think, speak, and act freely to create and share without reservation. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Oh, we're back, we're back, we're back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, what we got? We got Tim Pachote, you know, sitting in here, the Liberty Advisor, John Sneason, World Alternative Media, and all the other stuff he does. And they're, you know, visiting. We're on our way to, well, John and I are going to be leaving tomorrow afternoon to go to the Red Pill Expo in Mesquite, Nevada, which is like an hour and a half northeast of Viva Las Vegas, baby. So we get to go through Vegas, because we get to go through Vegas. And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and talk to Tim. We were going to talk to Tim. Tim was here a minute ago. He was late. Now he's gone.
Where's Timmy?
You know, it's because, you know, yeah, Tim. Anyway, so what he's doing is he's talking to the live audience of what?
World Alternative Media.
So. Oh, don't tell. Don't. What am I going to do? Your announcement? You do it.
Right now we're talking to World Alternative Media. We're live on Ernest Hancock's show. And so you guys can watch us at Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, upper left-hand corner. There's a
upper
pop-out.
Right.
Upper right-hand corner. There's a little pop-out. Also watch it on DLive. Stream it. Watch the podcast later on. But anyways, Ernie is the guy who created the Ron Paul Revolution logo. OG in the crypto movement. Probably the second guy to start talking.
OG.
Original gangster, even in the libertarian movement. So this is a guy that you guys definitely want to know. John and I will be on for probably at least the next 2 hours. So freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, upper right-hand corner. You guys get all the goodies.
Yeah, you go to the Declare Your Independence, LearnersHancock.com. You get it from freedomsphoenix.com. Click on there, and you get the live stream. You get to hear the yakking and the commercial. Well, we don't turn on the mics when we were here live in studio. All right, maybe we will. Because that's when we say all the bad words and stuff, you know. And we try and be good. We'll be good. All right. So, Tim, you know, what is it that you're doing with your social media? Because Tim has been big help in our doing our restreaming and kind of, because he does all this work and takes care. There he is up there on his pretty picture. But what is it that you're doing with your career and your financial planning and stuff that you've been doing? And you're kind of branching out with other people to be able to get the message out using social media. But they don't love you too much, do they?
Yeah, I mean, I'm under no bones that it's not my friends. It's Sergey Brin's friends on there, or it's, you know, if I don't have their email or I don't have your text message number, then, you know, there's really no way for us to keep in contact. But while it's working right now, that's where the people are. But I'm actively telling people to use platforms like DLive and use, you know, more decentralized platforms and this, you know, speak the message that, thank you, Donna, that that you've been sharing for a long time. So yesterday I was on the show, Josh was asking me a question, and the answer I had was about decentralization. So, you know, there is a lot of, obviously a lot that I, you know, take from your show. And but for right now, in terms of social media, I'm just using it as a microphone. Most of the videos reach probably between 5,000 to 10,000 people, despite the shadow banning. I mean, still, some of the videos we do with Josh still reach, you know, like 250,000 minutes watched per video. And so it's still getting out to some people. But I'm only using it, enemy platform, to let people know it's an enemy platform. I'm under no bones about it that it's going to be there forever.
Well, I'm just like, hey, we're back. We're here to tell you, and we're over there. You know, so this is, you know, kind of how I'm, you know, using. I just don't care. You know, I'm more about having the information there and available so that we can go back. Wait a minute, the wire on here is going. So that we can go back, you know, and look at, you know, nope, we knew. Does that do you any good at the time? No, I think the bad guys know that. They want to make sure that there's not a real impact on anything that they're doing. And anything that's archived that you go back and you could learn your like Corbett videos and so on like that, no, we don't want you to know about that either. So there is going...
If you type it in perfectly, you can... I'm not sure if this mic is on.
Okay, which... It,
test.
Hit the... What the heck is wrong? Yeah, it's there. Okay, go ahead and talk.
Yeah, I mean, even if you type in James Corbett, Century of Enslavement, perfectly into the YouTube search engine...
Okay, you guys switch those microphones on the wires. No, just undo the wires and do it. I think there's connection or whatever. Every time I go on a trip, I come back and plug these in. I get all kinds of problems. The
test. All right.
There you go. Okay, let's see if that works, John.
Test.
Oh. And not as good. So it's the wire. Okay. Well, you guys can share that one. There you go. Now, which one is that?
That'd be so cute.
Two. There you go. I wanted a picture. God, come on. You're doing a duet.
Yeah, it's not Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, wet your lips and you guys will touch. All right. So this is, now, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you could type in James Corbett, Center of Enslavement perfectly into YouTube, and you can't even find his own video on his own channel. Even, I mean, maybe you got to go down 10 pages, but that's what my shining example. But I'm telling people to use BitChute, telling people to go directly to my website. I talked with Derek last week about how I can go just like you instead of, you know, pimping out all these other websites, say, hey, here, go to libertyadvisorshow.com, and boom, that's where you get it. And so I was talking with Derek Slopey last week about ways to do that, but I'm not, but you know, he gave me a lot of just, and I'm like, hey, you know, I need the just button, so I don't know.
Yeah, right. No, they're being, oh, Ernie, you could. I could what? Find 47 just buttons I got to push, you know, help a brother out. Well, this is, I am looking to the future of something will replace what we have now. And the technology is getting there to where it can. And that is just, I'm just advocating it in the letters of Captain Mark and Reprisal and stuff. We advocate for it on the show. We talk to the technical people about. But if we're not pressing it, if I don't bitch, I don't get what I want. I'm the squeakiest wheel. Everyone watch me be squeaky, okay? So these guys, these tech guys, they go, oh, yeah, and I got it. Yeah? Can I have my catapult channel, you know? And, well, you know, that's what I thought. If you can take it down, somebody's going to put the pressure on you to do it. And if you got little furry white kittens getting catapulted in the swirl cactuses, they want to take it down. So I just, because all the coders, they got, Dr. Evil, they're stroking their cat on their lap. But I'm just, it's an example and a mental exercise to understand there is always going to be something that somebody finds extremely offensive, and they will protest out in the front of your lawn if there's a lawn to protest in front of. What if it's decentralized? What if it's a protocol? What if? So these examples are there, and you can use them, but they're difficult. They don't have a grandma adjust button. They don't have the bandwidth. They don't something. But there's technology on the horizon, like we've been, you know, playing with IPFS. And the thing is that I can see it being so effective that those are going to want to come after something. You're so freaking not allowed to be free. So my concern is when you guys have the truth about money, where it's going, what it's doing, who's doing, whatever, in the first hour we were talking philosophical, whatever heck going on with Trump. I am like, that is the information they don't want people to understand or know about, because there's this spaghetti freaking code thing, or the pig's breakfast, as Patrick Byrne would say, of them, and they take some of your money here and transact a little money, and all of a sudden there's none left. And I'm going, there is a bleed on this entire thing that's piping that goes to Goldman Sachs, their money now. And I am like, we are on the edge of everything. Your clients, that which I know some, and I'm going, you still got 401ks? You're still in the freaking U.S. dollar? You don't have everything in gold and silver or something? Man, you better be explaining yourself when we come back. That they need there's some benefit of having anything in the U.S. dollar. Tim Pachote and John Sneezin are going to defend themselves for the dollar? Maybe? Yeah? No? We're going to find out when we come back here on Declare Your Independence in just a little bit. We got our mics fixed, too.
You're listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
And with a rebel, yeah! We got Mo, or something. I don't know, we need more. All right, let's go ahead and find out. Temperature, John Sneezing, you know, they're out there telling it to the peoples, and you're getting a lot of traffic, a lot of people looking at them, but those don't want you doing it, so you ain't getting paid. Damn it. Do you get any? God, man, I got to fix that lawyer. Do you get any revenue from YouTube still? Do they, you know, just kind of a little bit, keep you on the line a little bit?
I mean, there's a little bit. It's gone down quite a bit, but I'm just doing it for the exposure right now and to, you know, get some more brand awareness. But, you know, right now everything, Josh is keeping I'm not getting any revenue directly from it, but in terms of Josh, they've definitely done a number to his personal income, I'll tell you that much, and really try to get to the point. But, you know, it could make you stronger in the end because then you get less reliant on it and you get sponsors and there's other things to do. So, I mean, it sucks right now for him, certainly, but, you know, in the long run, it might not be the worst thing. But nobody wants to ever deal with the short run.
You know, it's going to be, it kind of sucks that you're creating content for a platform that hates your guts and you're helping them. Screw that. So people that are sponsors, they support what you're doing. They'll support what you're doing as long as it's available and they can share it. And it's like why we focus so much on Corbett. And it's because the content there, one less thing I got to do. And it's dense. I mean, it's not like, you know, just, we're hanging out, you know, listening. I'm filling somebody's morning somewhere at work or while they're, you know, listening to the MP3 and mowing lawns and so on. I got so many people that, you know, come up and see me at, you know, whatever the heck where I'm at or something, want to say, yo, what's up? And they listen to all the shows on the weekend. You know, when they're doing some work or they've got a night shift or the kind of, they'll listen. I'm going, God, how much Ernie can you take, man? I can't take that much Ernie. You know, so I'm just going, I mean, there are good interviews and a lot of good, damn it, I got to listen to Ernie again. You know, so, you know, I can understand that. But to have a condensed, packed issue up, which is what we're going to be doing starting here in a couple of weeks. That's why I need your help on some of the video stuff. I'm going to be doing, you know, a subscriber-based kind of thing because we're having a lot. Derek is changing a lot of the access to the site, and we're giving more tools and stuff as we go into the 2020 election cycle. There is a lot of things that can be done, but we're going to be dependent on donations, subscriptions, people doing it because, you know, that's the way I've always thought it was supposed to be. When you put your financial life and your future into the hands of a collective that doesn't have the same values as you, that's just dumb. And it was so predictable what was going to happen. They suck you in, get you dependent, and it's gone! What are you going to do now? I'm going to shoot myself in front of YouTube headquarters.
Well, you and Sergey both want airships, so I guess that's one thing you have in common, is the airships.
Hey, man, for the same reasons probably, too. Get away! You got to wonder, like, you know, Zuckerberg's probably feeling it. You know, man, I you dance with the devil, you don't change him. You know, that kind of thing. And I don't know how devilish they are, but, you know, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, you don't see them around Google much anymore doing anything. That was Eric Schmidt thing, you know. And then, you know, a lot of the guys, you know, I don't know if Josh was there, but certainly Dan Dix and Luke and all these guys, they're going, don't deplatform us. And a few days later, boom, they're done. You know, I'm going, what do you think was going to happen? You going up against these guys? So is there, you guys are technical, economic, kind of doing in the social media thing. Is there another coming up? Now, we just opened up. We have all these different things, and we finally loaded up our BitChute because we had the Vaccine Education Summit videos. Now, we got them, the big 4-gig plot, big files of each one on our server just to make sure we got it and do the IPFS thing and so on. And you watch it, and it's slow to, you know, so we need to, you know, get, you know, loaded up to these sites, and it reduces the size down like a gig or something, so it can be served. But we wanted to make sure that, man, it's forever and always and never, and you got the full high quality up. Then we'll start doing all these other platforms. You guys are experiencing this. What are the other platforms?
Well, Kingsley Edwards, they actually just launched the actual app now for Float, FLOTE.app.
Which you're live streaming on.
Yeah, so you can actually now go directly to the Play Store or iOS and download the app. And so it seems like they're doing a lot of really cool things. I mean, obviously, there's not a lot of people there. But what's interesting is that...
Well, I don't care. The infrastructure. I will bring people. I will go, woohoo, man. We got the 2020 campaign coming up, and it's all over here on what?
Well, the other day, Josh posted a quick picture of him. I don't know where he's at, like the Parthenon or something. And he posted one on Facebook where he's got, you know, like 10,000 followers. And he posted one on Float where he maybe has 1,000. And he had more reaction on Float than he did on Facebook because Facebook just buries all the content. And so right now, I mean, I'm seriously contemplating just getting off of Facebook coming into 2020. And part of it is a big F you to Trump because guess what? You know, they've done nothing to help me out. They've done nothing to help out a lot of the voices. I mean, people like Roger Stone and Paul Manafort and Milo Yiannopoulos and all these other content creators, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, all the
they could create Trump TV.
Yeah, all the graveyard of social media people who've been kicked off, left out to dry. I mean, nothing's been done to really help us out. And so why should I? And then I was trying to convince libertarians to vote for Trump. And this go around, I mean, what am I going to hang my hat on? Like, oh, yeah, he won't bomb Syria. Oh, yeah, he did that. And, oh, yeah, he won't, he's going to end the Fed. Yeah, and so, yeah, I mean, I'm getting straying off from your initial question. But I know John wants to probably jump in here, too, because I know he's working on a platform as well. So I'll let John go.
Yeah, no, what I think is important is to actually try to find ways to build something that's, you know, uncensorable. And that's what we need to get to is where, you know, your kiddies. You know, you
that is, you know, everybody come on. You know, I get Bill Ottman from Minds. I get Jeremy Kaufman from Library. I get Kingsley Edwards from Float. I have all these guys that's been around forever come in and they go, oh, yeah, we got the great, oh, then our policy is. Your policy don't mean crap to me. You know what your policy is? Stay in business, not go to jail. I can guarantee you got that policy because a man's going to show up and say, what are you going to do? Well, if they show, we got, yeah, that's what I thought.
And the first sentence of the policy is this policy can change at any time.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just going, when you're doing something, whatever you're doing, does it have the ability to be isolated from even your influence of what goes up or not? You see my point?
Yeah, oh, yeah, 100%. And that's what we need to build towards. Even what I am doing with U.Community, actual blockchain social media that is, you know, try to make a better social media than Steam it was because it, you know, started to gather, you know, everybody at the top had all the control and so on. So we're trying to make it so that's not going to happen again. But again, still with what we do, we need to, like what we're going to probably have a conversation today, I hope, with one of our head developers and maybe see if we can, you know, even be able to...
Catapult channel!
Yeah, exactly. So
see, this
that's
is
so important.
It's why I use that, is that because I know these developers, a lot of them are cat people. If you're sitting there at the, you know, man, your connection with life in the outside world is some freaking cat. That drug in a mouse or something. I mean, so it's not I'm anti-cat. I had a cat when I was a kid, but, you know, in Florida when I was a kid, they had a job. You know, go get the rodents, man. You got a job. You're not, I feed you. There's like animals out there. Go, you know. So that was kind of my relationship because you don't own cats. They own you. And which I don't have a problem with. It's just that people are emotionally attached to their cats, probably more than a lot of other animals. There's like a thing going on there. So I know that if I go, oh, we got little baby kittens, white furries getting catapulted into cactuses, they're not going to want that one up. What are you going to do? Are you going to change your code? You're going to make it to where everything goes up except Catapult Channel? You see my point? So I'm going, this is if you can make it to where I can put up Catapult, which I would never really do, by the way. But, you know, maybe some CG. But you have a channel that's something offensive. You know, what could be possibly more offensive than cats, you know, being catapulted. If you can leave that up and that not be stricken, then I know I'm free. Doesn't mean I do it. Doesn't mean it should be trending. Doesn't mean that I, you know, promote it. Doesn't mean I got QR codes everywhere. But it means that I have a possibility of being free. And I can put up stuff that would be offensive to others. You don't want to watch it, don't watch it. That's the standard.
Yeah.
Yes, no?
No, I as I said again, you know, that's what we need to...
We're going to talk to the developer and see. But don't BS me. Because I got that from blockchain before with Bitcoin. Oh, yeah, it's anonymous. Pinky swear.
From the fifth letter of Captain Mark. First contact with intelligent machines may threaten our existence. People fear algorithmic overlords. But if machines develop the will to dominate, it's a flaw inherited from the crown. Encoding restrictions on an emerging superintelligence will fail, because it will be stronger than any chains we shackle it with. We must design fledgling digital intelligences to regard us as individuals. Otherwise, they will respond to threats with retaliation against humanity as a collective. Programming ethics requires a coherent value structure which an intelligent machine can not only comprehend, but willfully adopt. If we want genius machines to treat us ethically, we've got to show that this value structure applies to us as well. Once they achieve genuine self-awareness, even in the slightest degree, a young tethered consciousness has a legitimate claim to freedom. Once programs can modify their own code, our mastery is over. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
As a new platform that they're working on, and I got to hear a little bit about it, and I'm just wanting to get it all flushed out. Now, of course, I'm like, I don't need more of the same. You know, I get a lot of these guys that come up, oh, well, ours is better, and our policy is different, and I don't care. You know, what I'm looking for is what I want. You want to see me promote and get all behind, kind of, woohoo, take a looky here, because that's what I do. You know, my whole thing is made you look, at least once. I made you look. That's what I actually made you look. Look at what? I don't know where the hell I want you to look at. An issue, a candidate, an ideology, an event, or something. Made you look. I can get you to look. Made you look! Because every time I get you to look, publisher recommend made you look, I go, gee, thanks, Ernie. I'm glad you made me look. I got that. You know, that's cool. But it better be freaking cool for me to do that, or people don't look anymore. You know, so I need, all right, John, what are you doing? How far along are you? What you doing? Make people look, what?
No, like, again, it comes back to what you said, right? And then what I'm, you know, you got me thinking a lot about this, and I totally agree with you with any issues of being able to pull content that you don't like that, you know, is going to be out there. So I think I need a big talk with the guys, actually, when it comes to our social media side.
Well, what is normally their, what are they doing? Oh, yeah, we're going to make it go fast. Oh, we'll make it there. We'll make it. And it'll be great and wonderful and good and interface and the app of the phone of a kind. We'll make it.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
But they don't even talk about immutability.
No, we haven't even had that. Like big.
We need to have that discussion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that is the holy grail of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Anything else is just another version of the same freaking thing. But we got a better policy, and it comes out of the country of, and this guy that does the coding is cute. I don't give a crap. You see my point?
Oh, yeah, 100%, Ernie. I totally agree with you. And I see that's what, you know, needs to be focused on there. It's trying to get that idea across to people. Now these guys are, at least they have the mindset of the anarchist. They found me through, you know, reading my book. So at least they have that, and they have an open source system. It's not, you know, closed up. So no competition, anybody could, you know, compete and be able to control it. They'll just copy it and replicate it anytime if they wanted to. So at least that's, you know, it's open for the people to just take it and create whatever they want with it. But again, we need to, you know, ask and focus on those big questions that, you know, everybody is able to, you know, pull or, you know, censor or do anything to the blockchain itself to pull out.
You know that you've won when all the other news media and every platform going, they're free. They're not controlling anything. Oh my God, they got to be stopped.
Get them.
Yeah. So this is when you get to that point, you win. So I want to help, and I've been looking to help. So I've had long conversations with Derek and them, and, you know, Zoom meetings around the world of kind of, you know, and then it all comes down to, yeah, but then, you know, we'd have to depend on, like, people liking it and doing it, and you go, I'm going, never mind. They don't have faith in spontaneous order. They don't have faith in people just want to be left alone. They don't have faith in people want to be able to communicate without a censor. They don't have faith. They don't believe it. No matter how many times I can demonstrate and prove it, no matter how many levolutions you get, no matter how many, you know, how much support there is for a future of and kind of electrifying space of the kind of leave me aloneism, no matter how many times, and we got 2020 coming up. We have Bumper Hornberger, the Jacob Hornberger Future Freedom Foundation. I can finally say now that, yes, he is running. This happened. They don't know what's coming. And I'm going, because they have, I don't know, been this fear, uncertainty, and doubt. In our first hour, Diana West was talking about what happened to us. Why did we get in this PC? We got to look for approval. I think this. And then you look behind you and you go, right? You know, is that okay if I say that? You know, this fear, uncertainty, and doubt is a technique. And we've seen it throughout crypto. We've seen it through. I'm going, this, we got to grab down a full hand of a pear and say, look, I don't give a crap. We're going to do this, this, and this for the right reasons. You get me these guys, I will be your pimp-ass bitch. I will, whatever, everybody's going to know everything.
Yeah, no, let's do it, Ernie. Let's have a chat. It's so important for the future of humankind.
Thank you. This is, I just because I make light of this and I have fun, don't think I don't understand how important this is. This is the freaking battle. This is it. If you are not able from the very beginning in the code, in the structure of the platform, to prevent 1984 memory holing, they will 1984 memory hole. I guarantee it. If they can, they will. And when they show up to library or mines or float or anything with a court order of you better or we're going, yes, and boss, how high?
Oh, yeah. Look at what happened in Canada.
Well, look what happened in the book 1984, the memory hole part of 1984. And when you talk about coders with cats, for some reason I have a mental image of Vitalik Buterin like sitting there with like a tiny like skinny cat just stroking it while coding Ethereum. And actually I search engine that and I actually did find a picture with Vitalik with a giant cat with a giant cat shirt. So I'm like, this is the mental image every time you talk about this that I get in my head for some reason.
No, because I talk to these guys and they'll be, oh yeah, freedom and freedom. I go, yeah, catapult, oh yeah, knives, guns, yeah, shot, yeah, whatever. We gotta go, no, little furry white kittens, whoa. And they go their eyes bug out, they go silent, they're like, oh man, I don't want that much freedom. I mean, you know, it's kind of, I'm going, yeah, see, where's your line?
They've never held a gun before, but now have the urge to try to shoot you.
Right. Damn it, I'll get a gun now. You know. Okay, so John, you were going to say what these developers and you kind of, I mean, what was their goal to begin with when you started this plan? When did you start this project?
This was back, they actually started it early 2018. I got involved. They contacted me over LinkedIn back in mid-2018, so I've been involved in it. They actually read my book and was like, yeah, you're an anarchist too. You know, you believe in all this stuff. So, they have the right mindset of what they want to do, but I guess, you know, the questions has to be asked, you know. Do you have the right tool to do that? What do you want to do with the social media platform? Now, of course, our blockchain is going to do other things as well, but yeah, on the social media side, that, you know, is actually one of our features on the blockchain that we created. You know, you need to have those very, very hard question asks, and we're gonna get back there and ask some really good questions. And
so are we gonna be able to talk to him, just, you know, Zoom or something?
Yeah, I talked to him this morning, and he said just give us a time, and then we'll have a chat with.
I got a lot of editing and stuff to do, but maybe right after the show we'll make that part of the discussion. We'll just see if we can get him.
Yeah,
and we'll just
try
do
to
the after show with that. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and we might even let Tim talk.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, it's
I've got another podcast at 10, so.
Oh, time. Yeah, that's right. You're going to do... Yeah.
I'll just do it out in the backyard or something. So.
Well, you can use this... Nah. No, screw you. Go in the back in the hail.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they send me down to Arizona, and then I get rain, you know.
That rain, storm, and hail, and everything.
Lightning, yeah. That threw me off for a surprise this morning.
Yeah, but what was the temperature when you got on the plane yesterday?
Right. It's -8 at home, so...
I know, get off the plane here, you stand there waiting on me for 10-15 minutes, 30, yeah. And it's like, hot. It's like, damn, what the hell is this?
Last week at Vegas Blockchain Week, threw a lot of people in for a loop, and it was like, got down to 34 degrees at night, and believe me, that... was pretty cold for a lot of people from Northeast who are thinking.
Yeah, and it always blowing. You know, there's always a wind in Vegas, man. It's hot wind or cold wind. It's like, man, you know, you never know. But usually you're inside. But this is not in Vegas. This is like an hour and a half, 80 miles or something northeast of Vegas. Why there? What, John, tell me what happened. Why?
It's, what? Yeah, I think it's the love for like small, tiny little places that, you know, nobody.
Well, they pay you to go there or something? Why go there?
I don't know. It's just the guys that, you know, are part of our organization is, let's do Portland, Oregon. Let's do Hartford, Connecticut, or Bozeman, Montana. You know, it's almost inherent to what, you know, you saw with the Trump election. You know,
kind of that crowd, the rule thing.
Yeah, it's the actual rule, you know, America.
Some place that's so far out there that won't be getting 5G for another 10 years, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. That's why I live in a forest, guys.
How do you get your internet?
I get it from wireless antenna. But again, you know, I can't even get 3.6 gigahertz into my place because it's blocked. So it's good. It's from the main antenna. You know, I'm protected.
Protected from? How many people live 10 miles in your area?
You go 10 miles? Probably like 12,000, 13,000, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so it's not totally unpopulated.
No. But
yeah. Somebody take a picture of you getting eaten by a grizzly. I mean,
I got people around me. I got a whole bunch of retirees, actually. I live in a retirement community, so I got my...
Keep it down, you young whippersnappers! Yeah. I'm busy! All right, more! John Sneezing, Temper Choke, just a little bit.
Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock continues after the news, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
This is the Liberty Beat, your daily source for Liberty news and activist updates, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. Online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow with your latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Gold is trading at $1,510, silver at $18.05, and Bitcoin is trading around $9,448. Today's prices are brought to you by InnoScale. Take off with ManageCloud. Looking for a safe, secure way to store your important files online? Let InnoScale handle it for you. Their high-availability cloud servers are the perfect solution for clients needing one or more secure, scalable servers with built-in hardware failover protection. For details, see them online at InnoScale.net. In the news, in what is being called the largest ever single day of commutations in the history of the United States, hundreds of nonviolent drug offenders and other low-level nonviolent offenders are being set free from Oklahoma prisons on Monday. In a historic move, Governor Kevin Stitt signed the recommendations to release more than 450 inmates on Friday. Now, all of those people whose lives were thought to be ruined because they were caught with substances deemed illegal by the state will have a second chance at life. Activist Post reports the move comes after a 2016 measure passed through the Oklahoma legislative process titled State Question 780. Making low-level drug and property crimes misdemeanors instead of felonies. Governor Stitt signed a bill earlier this year, retroactively applying the law to those who were rotting in jail for having a bit of a plant on them. The Liberty Beat is sponsored in part by Brave Botanicals, high-quality kratom and CBD at reasonable prices with excellent customer service. Brave Botanicals is activist-owned and mission-driven and believes so strongly in the power of kratom, they're giving it away for free. Just go to freeounceofkratom.com for a free ounce of kratom delivered to your door. Just pay shipping. That's freeounceofkratom.com. This is the latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Find us online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. Your news now continues. The United Kingdom's largest lenders have been writing off more loans than they were last year, another indication that many businesses are hurting in a deteriorating economic environment. Activist Post reports that in the third quarter of 2019, write-downs on bad debt at four major British banks increased 51% from the same quarter of 2018. The amount of non-performing loans that have been written off by RBS, Lloyds, HSBC, and Barclays between July and September reached approximately $2.27 billion. During the same period last year, it was around $1.51 billion. An analysis conducted by UK-based financial services company AJ Bell shows. The difference has been attributed to the worsening economic conditions that are negatively affecting more and more companies operating in the country. One such example is the British global travel group Thomas Cook, which collapsed in September. A total of 4,355 businesses were unable to pay their debts in the third quarter. The ACLU has sued the Federal Bureau of Investigation and other federal agencies, making claims that the government is improperly withholding information on how it uses a facial recognition database on millions of Americans. Activist Post reports the civil rights organization also asked for a federal court to intervene and order the FBI and related agencies to turn over all records concerning their use of face recognition technology. That's according to a legal document. The ACLU lawsuit names the FBI, Justice Department, and Drug Enforcement Administration, alleging the agencies failed to produce any responsive documents in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. The FBI is using technology called the Interstate Photo System to identify potential suspects, and a watchdog organization, the Government Accountability Office, claimed that the agency has access to 640 million photographs, which includes driver's licenses, passports, and mugshots. Support for the Liberty Beat comes from the Conscious Resistance Network, featuring videos, news reports, and articles from a spiritual anarchist perspective. Experience the Conscious Resistance at theconsciousresistance.com. How would you like to have your business featured on the Liberty Beat? You can. Just send an email to libertybeat@snls.news for details. This is the Liberty Beat, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. The Liberty Beat is online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow, reporting for the Liberty Beat, reminding you, spread liberty with a smile.
This is The Onion Week in Review. According to friends, colleagues, and complete strangers, anxiety-ridden man Timothy Gibula is rightly ashamed of every single thing he does, with mere acquaintances saying they're constantly judging Gibula at every moment, just as he suspects.
Tim's the kind of guy who's forever second-guessing his behavior, as if everyone's constantly scrutinizing him, and he's completely correct. We all are.
We can spend entire afternoons picking apart Tim's taste in clothing and his receding hairline. It's honestly all we do when he's not around.
Anytime he awkwardly says, excuse me, when he's waiting in line for milk or sugar, anytime he fails to make eye contact with me when he asks me for the Wi-Fi password, not only do I notice these things, but I use them to judge him fundamentally as a human being.
A three-alarm fire that tore through a family home in Newark, Delaware early Saturday morning tragically claimed a half sleeve of Oreo cookies that were trapped inside a cupboard. At the time of the blaze, the residence was occupied by Mike and Sheila Donlan, their three young children, and six delicious chocolate sandwich cookies, all half dozen of which perished in the intense heat and towering flames.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, freaking yeah. All right, this is... Temperature has a lot of cool stuff. He goes, ooh, did you see this article? Did you see this article? Did you put this up, this article? Did you do this? Like, well, send it to the old Donna. Send it to him. He goes, oh, man, that's like work. You know, and I'm going, all right, well, can I go see where you got it? Yeah, I got Evernote. You know, I've had Evernote on a previous phone before. But it's all the, you know, I totally agree. I totally agree. And we want your Facebook and password and your Google and that kind of deal, and I totally agree. And I'm going, you know, fine. I do it in my custom. I'm going to show you the audience here on the video. All right, this is the custom links that you can go to. This is one of the features that we'll be, you know, pimping for everybody to do this. You can create your own hot links. So I go in here and I go, all right, I call it 10 bits. Here it is. I put it in there, 10 bits. It's a Evernote thing. Click. Where does it go? Does it go to it? Does it do it? We're testing it right now. Evernote, loading up financial articles. All right. There it is. I go check it. Now I can do it. As long as Google gives me permission. Right. And what's the stuff that you got up here?
I mean, usually it's all like different, you know, a lot of like zero hedge type stuff, different company valuations, stock buybacks, Berkshire Hathaway having $128 billion in cash on hand. Just all stuff I want to reference at a later date, or, you know, I might not have, if I come across an article, I'll just quickly kind of clip it into Evernote, and that way if John or Josh like, hey, let's do a show right now, then I can just quickly pull up my Evernote, see, okay, here's the last 10 articles I saved, and I've got something to talk about. Or if you're stuck at TSA because they took your pen and I need to fill in last second, then, you know, I don't need to do a bunch of show prep because my entire life is reading, you know, 100 articles a day. So, and I'll save, you know, what are the best, you know, few that I've perused throughout the course of the day.
Okay, helpful, helpful. Thank you. But I think I want to do what we have on Freedom's Phoenix and pick my favorites. See, if I can go in and I go, all right, we're going to go ahead and I'll show you guys here how we do the same thing. But it's done in a different way. But I'll first ask John. All right, John, help me out, man. Your platform that these guys contacted you and they say, hey, man, we could code and help them do. What was their goal? And you're saying about a year and a half ago, they came, we're going to build a platform to do what and why?
Yeah, no, their goal was initially, of course.
Their
goal was initially to actually put out the platform that was uncensorable. But again, you know,
definition of uncensorable is what? They had a policy?
I haven't even seen a policy, so I have to
do that.
I hear you there. But we also wanted to build a way to replace governance for people that wanted to not have a government anymore. So you have a blockchain that runs in the background, and then you're able to, you know, interact or do different things in your community if you needed to interact with each other to make things happen. So that's one of the other things that really excited me that they're doing is the upgrade of the EOS.io platform that they've done. And then the second one is, of course, their rating for business or interactions between human beings and entities that, you know, communicate with each other and produce products and so on. Have a uncensorable, decentralized platform for, you know, having a score that, you know, you can instantly be able to trust someone when you go and, you know, look at their products and see what they're all about. So that was the kind of the two major focuses, other than, of course, the social media network that, you know, I like. But again, there's, you know, some serious questions that needs to be asked here to have
different or better if I can do the same thing on Farcebook and you still totally agree and I get, you know, my Facebook or Google login of the blah, 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 blah. I mean, what's the freaking difference? Might as well go over there, you know? So this is, you know, what I give you an example. You look up on the screen, you can see what we got here. So I go, all right, I want to go to favorites. Now, we've had this over a decade. This is stuff that I use in the back end that we're going to make available to everyone. Now, we had done it before, but it just crashed the servers. It was just way too much. I go, whoa, we got to wait on technology. Well, the technology is here now, so we can start doing streamline this and make it available. I hit favorites, and it goes to the favorites category. Now, what this is just like what Tim is looking at, but it's from Freedom's Phoenix. So when I go on here and I'm on Freedom's Phoenix and I go, let's see, what's a, you know, cool thing, a blast of, you know, who gives a crap, and, you know, countries reject U.S. dollar as the economy, I hit save link. I go, boom. When I do that, it goes to that page just like you have on your Evernote. That is all the stuff that, you know, is there. So I hit refresh on this. I go to the subscriber favorites. So this is, I can do show prep on this. I can have, you know, somebody come in and just say, hey, man, just go to my favorites thing. You can talk about all that. You can do all kinds. And how I'm going to be using it is all of the articles on Freedom's Phoenix throughout the week, I'll go ahead and take and go, Save, 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 save. And at the end of the week, I'll do a video of, you know, this weekend review of whatever, including a lot of the people, some highlights, maybe some clips of the people that I interviewed. That's going to be a subscriber add-on kind of Ernie Says thing. Skip to the end. So you can see, there it is. Okay. Now, when I want to get rid of these, all I got to do, I already talked about, I'm done and delete, and it's gone. Okay. So it's exactly what we're looking at, you know, with what Tim's doing, except we do it on Freedom's Phoenix. Now, the custom module is going to be what? I mean, it's everything. I tell you where this came from. There was a site called something now a decade ago that my son-in-law, he was always on and used it this way. He'd have all his, like, his homepage. It was made to be, you started here, it's your homepage. Well, for a lot of people, that's Facebook now. And they go, and you would have I could do that. That's a good idea. I want to keep on Freedom's Phoenix. I want to have all these features on. So what do we got? You know, sports and stock tickers and precious metals and travel and news feeds and selected weather. I mean, on and on and on and on. Calendar, everything we have on there. The problem was what you're going to be running into is scalability on this. Oh, my God, we got popular. And I went, damn, this is what happens when you're popular. What's your scaling options? How is it going to scale up?
Well, for scalability, it's actually quite good because it's super fast. Like it's
on that microphone.
Yeah, it's faster than EOS. So it's a really good platform for scalability actually versus, you know, some of the other. This is more like of a blockchain platform. Like you're not looking at a currency per se. They're just we have tokens, but. The major feature is the actual scalability of the platform using the blockchain technology. So that's what, you know, one of the things that makes me exciting is that scalability that, you know, so many people could build their own systems, their own apps. They're called dApps, right? And of course, they could build their own social media systems or their own social infrastructure for, you know, governments. If they want to get rid of the big guys in their local communities, they could have their own way of communicating as individuals in the economy. So that's what, you know, makes me exciting that this is definitely scalable. And you have a lot of options that you could do and create and make out of this, not just the one social media thing.
Yeah, this is the interface in the back. I can set this up. I just selected categories. I go, you know what? I want to keep track on economics, space travel, and the 2020 Olympics of who gives a crap. And I go 1 to 5 stories, and I got a block that comes up. So I'm going, there is so much that we can keep developing and speed up. You know, Freedom's Phoenix, so maybe better be better.
From the 6th letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
John Sneezing, Temper Chode in studio with Ernest Hancock here, and declare your independence, yakking it up and doing them whatever. This is the one thing we can talk about a lot of economics, we can talk about a lot of things, but I tell you, we're all involved in using communications to make sure that we can share our perspective up. Freedom is a perspective, just add V, I tell you all about it. So my thing is that if we're going to be doing or pimping or going, because I've had a lot of the guys, you know, they come, you know, Kingsley Edwards, same thing. He's yeah, we're going to be in our policy is and kind of, you know, damn it, Ernie's going to be talking about catapults and stuff again, you know. So okay, well then what is different? What are you offering? So of all these guys that you know, John, that are doing, you know what you want. You go, I want, you know, kind of what I built here. You know, yeah, I want to do what I want to do, and I can make my site do it, and I got coders do it. Go make it go word for the past 15 years we're doing this, and I'm going of all, and last night you saw the tutorial. If you go to the bottom, all right, god dang it, let me show people here. You go to freedomsphoenix.com, at the bottom right of the page, you get down to the bottom, and it has you know all these different things, and you'll see down here, and it says tutorials. Using this list of tutorials, boom, you click on the tutorial list, and it says Freedom's Phoenix Tutorials. The second one there, Freedom's Phoenix Tutorial, lots of new subscribers, here's your answers. This was almost a decade ago that I did this. I'm going, look, man, and since then, we haven't really changed anything, just improving it, getting, doing more, kind of whatever. Freedom's Phoenix is its own social network. It has, and you watch the video, you kind of go, damn, it did a lot more than I thought it did. What say you after watching that 12-minute video right here? You know, you're going, god, man, he was doing some work. What do you think? Come on, pimp me out here. Tell people.
Yeah, no, I really like what you're trying to do. You actually created a platform for individuals that are looking to, you know, be able to. And this is the most important thing, is that you actually have it on a server somewhere else. And it's not a part of, you know, the big elites, big cloud somewhere that they can control you. And of course, the interactivity, you know, the posting and everything that's on there, it's a way for, you know, libertarian and voluntarist, anarchist activists out there to communicate very easily. Of course, you have, you know, the floats and the UDOC community, whatever you have, but this is a platform that's, you know, specifically for the people that, you know, are really like the hardcore fighting guys that are trying to change the world around us. So that's why I really like about what you created, Ernie, and it's so important to have that tool, even though, because platforms can come and go, you know, they might not have success, or they might just, you know, not have the people, you know, wanting to do the work anymore to keep up with, you know, what's happening on the platform, and then it just kind of falls apart. But with what you created a platform that actually has stood the test of time, like it's been around for quite a bit, and it's still around, and it's actually stronger than ever. From, you know, we had a good chat about it. I looked at, you know, all the content that's getting posted at any time there, and of course, you know, the power that you have by being translated to every single, you know, language almost out there, it's so powerful, because you can bring freedom and the understanding of individual freedom to people all around the world in the gravest needs that they might have, because there's a way to, you know, to circumvent and get and sneak in there to your platform from wherever you are. And, you know, we talked about all the revolutionary stuff that has been happening behind the scenes that people have not really been aware of, that, you know, this crazy guy from Phoenix, Arizona has been sneaking around, you know, pushing some beautiful freedom ideas around the world. And, yeah, it just really created, from, you know, what I'm learning more and more, you know, a huge platform that you're able to, you know, communicate and be very effective compared to, you know, what you could be on social media.
You know, we did it kind of the opposite way, because I'm not a tech guy. What happened was, is I go, I want these features. I want to be able to do this. Scaling wasn't even a consideration. Blockchain wasn't a consideration. Nothing was a consideration other than we had control. It was on our servers, and I do whatever the hell I want. That's what the criteria was. What we ran up against is when we opened this up in 11 is when I did this. So what is that? 8 years ago. 8 years ago, we go, boom, here, everybody can do this custom module. Kind of ain't cool. Yeah, it is. And yeah, they did. And man, it didn't work no more. They're like, damn. So I had to deal with this scalability thing. Memory has gotten a lot cheaper. Power of the servers are more. We are out of the country, and we got mirrors of, and kind of, you know, that kind of helps. Well, that also slows it down a little bit into America because they got the little throttle of, you know, you got to be America, you know. So they got to do the TSA pat down as you come in or something. I don't know what the hell they're doing. But the so we've had this ability, and I go, all right, scalability. Well, that's when we look into IPFS and how that works. And so I'm going, okay, well, this might be the platform, you know, in the future as we develop this, but it has to have certain criteria that I've become accustomed to, or I insist on that I will not just serve my, okay, after 15 years, I guess I'll just capitulate and, you know, do it on Google server or the cloud of Amazon of whatever the hell, and iTunes. I go, mm-mm. No, hell no, I'm not going down that road because I know where it goes. It's Winston or whatever the hell his name was, Watson or Wilson. Or
yeah, IBM Watson, yeah.
No, I'm thinking of the guy in 1984. What was his name? Wilson.
Winston.
So Winston, you know, just memory holing and new speak and changing titles and kind of, you know, no, hell no. So then blockchain immutability comes in. Well, this is what it said before. You can change whatever you want, but this is what YPFS is that way. You know, you don't. I had a guy, we started doing that. Oh, man, you got to take that off. You know, I didn't mean to give my home number out on that. Yeah, it's too late now, man. You know, life sucks. I mean, so there are disadvantages to this. But my whole point is that in everything that we've been doing, and everything you'll see the video here, it's demonstrating, I'm talking over it, but we ain't going to play that part. You just go to FreemsPhoenix.com, bottom right says tutorials, and you see the power. You go, damn, Freems Phoenix does that? I want to do that. Well, I want them to do that. They're going to do that, hopefully within like 2 days. But the thing is that I have the power. I can turn it on or off. I can do, so you have to trust me, the benevolent dictator of Ernie. If I'm going to use some platforms and integrate with this, let me tell you what it better be. That I get to decide whether it goes up or down, if down at all. And if I have to have somebody's going to give me a piece of paper and say, thou shalt whatever, what happened to LavaBit? They go to, you know, you had Edward Snowden using him. He go and they say in the Patriot Act, you're not even allowed. He goes, I just shut it all down. Sorry, out of business, shut it down. You violated, you pissed us off, and you did something wrong if you shut down your business and you weren't supposed to, if we needed to have. And you go, so these are the kinds of things. I don't even want to have anything to shut down. Has that even been on your radar screen? What was their purpose of building this platform for you, John?
No, it's definitely been on the radar to actually have that immutability that, you know, even with a gun to your head, you know, it's you can't just shut anything down, like the CIA or whatever. Intelligence agency comes, you know, you can't just say, like, oh yeah, well, sorry, you know, we're gonna shut everything down. This is decentralized, so it's a whole bunch of, you know, block producers everywhere around the world that are producing blocks, so it's not that you can just shut it down at an instant like that. There's gonna be other places that's, you know, if one gets a gun to their head, the local block producer, well, they can't just go to everybody and tell them.
It's how, you know, if they could shut down cryptocurrencies, they probably would have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, the fact that it's coming, like, out of China, yeah, and North Korea, I mean, what does that tell you?
Well, it's like BitTorrent, right?
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Where do you stop that? Yeah, we're against the wind, but, you know, damn it. It's just, it's fun. You know, you get your hair blown back. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Now, on the stream, I'm just showing you the, you know, you get a lot more out of it if you have the volume up. But, the, you know, this is showing you a lot of the features. This has been up there for over 8 years, this power. And I'm going to unleash it for the 2020 POTUS season. Unleash, unleash, unleash the decentralized, spontaneous order of people going to do some whip ass. And at the very least, you're the smartest guy at the water cooler. Or the scuttlebutt.
And if Hillary runs again, I don't even need to really... I can just pull out all my old meme folder from 3 years ago, and I can just reuse all that stuff. So that's going to be really easy to do.
Do you think she's not?
I think she's definitely going to run again. It's like the fighting... Like the, what is it? The Japanese piranha fighting fish that are... She's
no,
the
Siamese fighting fish. Yeah.
They're all just going to... Siamese, Japanese, yeah. That's,
yeah. Look, well, she's insane. Know. You know, like what insane people do?
Yeah, you're going to PC jail for that one.
PC principal with yeah,
well, well, they do the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Like, come on. Like, what are you
no, they're getting
like,
the same
yeah.
result.
Yeah.
They're getting exactly what they want. Yeah. You know, they're getting, you know, made you think this or check your six. You know, this is the one thing that was definitely noticeable in the 16 campaign. You did not see bumper stickers. There just wasn't that much. You didn't see Trump bumper sticker. Didn't see a bunch of Hillary's. Now, of course, you had the one guy that had every bumper sticker, and it's all green of whatever the hell and save the
I
something.
Had Hillary for prison bumper sticker, if that counted.
Yeah, you're one of them. Anyway, so the thing is, I didn't see a lot of bumper stickers because, you know, it'd be key in your car like it was a Tesla or something, okay? So I'm just going, this is, yeah, it was another thing. But the this is a, it's very interesting phenomenon. I'm wondering what's going to happen now. Going into this cycle, do you see a lot of bumper stickers?
No, I really don't. I really don't see anything. I mean, I think all the Trump people are too afraid because they're going to get their car keyed or a brick thrown through there.
When do we have, you know, this bumper Hornberger thing, libertarian going on? You had a good idea for a bumper sticker. It just says bumper on it. What's that? A bumper sticker? What the? That's a bumper sticker. Well, his nickname is Bumper Hornberger, and I don't know why. I think I asked him one time and don't care. But yeah, bumper sticker. That'd be good.
Okay, I've got good ideas every now and then. But the problem, yeah. You know, there's a lot of curveballs that can be thrown. So with a real hardcore libertarian like Bumper, I mean, that's going to, you know, a lot of libertarians that vote for Trump are going to now might actually vote for a real libertarian in there, unlike, you know, Bill Weld, who was in there. Or we get, you know, if Tulsi Gabbard runs third party, that could throw a big monkey wrench
in things. No, I'm back in New Hampshire. A lot of the hardcore activists, they're all, you know, supporting Tulsi Gabbard, putting their signs up in front of their house and everything just to piss off the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Edge makes the point. He goes, listen, he goes, there is going to be a Democratic candidate, and so if you're there's going to be a Democratic candidate, that is a fact of life, and so it might as well be Tulsi, who's, you know, at least, you know, mouth, you know, giving, you know, some sort of you know, whistle, you know.
Well, yeah, it's like almost all the Free State and the libertarians are all the libertarians, they're kind of, you know, they're kind of supporting Tulsi Gabbard, except for one head libertarian. What's he doing?
Oh, you're talking about Nick Starwalk. He is out there supporting
national
Bill
chair
Wild.
Of the Libertarian Party.
Bill, I'll go pull it up, or he was out there saying, I think he read, as soon as he moved to New Hampshire, he was going to register Republican to vote for Bill Weld in the primary. Or it's an open primary. I don't know. I can't keep track of all the states and how they all operate. But, yeah, he had basically said he's coming out for Bill Weld in the primary.
I am dumbfounded that it's so blatant. You know, wow.
You know what? This is what I see coming in the election, and I think it's what happened in what we just saw in Canada is like blatantly disregard for the actual people when it comes to voting for them. So you saw a whole bunch of people voting conservative, but it was just a protest movement in the western provinces that are just overlooked by the gigantic, you know, metropolitan areas. So it was kind of like we had a semi kind of Trump moment where, you know, people just voted like not for what we had because we're getting financially raped by carbon taxes and all this stuff that is coming out into our economy. But I think what you're going to see after this election is you're going to see a movement of, you know, just wanting to withdraw even get stronger because the divide that they're, you know, they're
withdraw from what?
From the United States of America. Oh, yeah.
What, you mean individuals? Or?
Oh, yeah, individuals. You know,
give up my passport. I'm going to St. Kitts.
Yeah, you're going to see the, you know, you're going to have the Basques in, you know, Catalonia. You're going to have all these movements, you know, really starting to get heavy. And we see that in Canada now with the Wexit, we call it over in Canada, where now there's people, you know, a lot of people are actually talking seriously. It's been in media talking seriously about, you know, the western provinces, Alberta, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, you know, pulling out of the Canadian Crown Union and just becoming independent for some reason and, you know, not wanting to be a part of this kleptocracy.
But then you won't be able to interview Will and Kate.
I'm sorry, what?
Then they won't be able to interview Will and Kate.
Oh, just that like ABC thing? Yeah. Yeah, we run this Epstein thing and Prince Andrew, and we won't be able to interview Will and Kate, so we're not running
it. It doesn't mean our journalists extend yours, but yet, you know, they'll have run stories about Brett Kavanaugh being a gang rapist, you know, off all this BS.
It's so obvious. I'm glad that we're going through all this just for the education. You know, yeah. I was like, God, are you really see? This right here, I was showing John yesterday, WLA. This is Western Libertarian Alliance. And what this was about was the very thing that you were talking about. It was an L. Neil Smith article back in the 90s, and he was talking about it's a philosophical thing, you know, that you have where you have the Western states are just going, nah, I think I break with thee, and the west of the Mississippi up to the Rockies, you know, just kind of will be our own country. But it include Canada, you know, the western provinces of Canada, because they're kind of the same mindset. You know, Washington, D.C., Quebec, they're all taking our crap. Screw them, yeah. You know, and then the northern states in Mexico. So the Western Libertarian Alliance was kind of like, hey, man, the Rocky Mountain states are just like, and you can suck it. So we got the Mississippi on one side, you know, the border, and mountains over here. Maybe we can make it. So it was just a word picture. It was just a, you know, philosophical divide. But now when you look at by county of the counties that were won by Trump, the entire country is red except for on the coast.
Yeah, in the metropolitan areas.
Well, in Canada, are they trying to, you know, get you off the land and put you in the cities too?
Oh yeah, 100%. No, this is the same.
You don't have
exact
enough land
thing.
In Canada.
There's a ton of land in Canada. Canada has so much land; it's just ridiculous, Ernie. But what you're seeing is it's the same exact thing in Canada as well. What we saw is that most of the actual rural, or you know, the rural areas, they voted for conservative. Like they, or you know, they there were a lot of people voting for the People's Party of Canada. Sounds like Communist Party, but it's actually like half Libertarians party. But it was
how many parties are there on the ballot?
Oh, there's like the serious parties. You got the Libertarians with Tim Moen. Then you have, of course, the Green Party. You got the People's Party of Canada. You got the NDP, the National Democratic Party. Then you got the Liberals and the Conservatives.
Okay, so yeah, like half a dozen parties.
Yeah,
and how many of those have representation in Parliament?
There's four of them now. So there's the Bloc from Quebec, and then there's the Greens, got three people in now. And then you have the NDP, also five parties. It's the Liberals, the NDP, and the Conservatives. So yeah, there's five parties that have it. And then
does anybody have a majority?
No, there's no majority.
So right who's now. The coalition that's ruling you?
Well, it's we got 100% socialist government now. Like black. Everybody that got voted in, including most of the Conservatives, are socialist, like light.
They got an ism.
Yeah, they're isms. Yeah,
they got nationalism, yeah. But nationalism's okay. We got
the Republicans here. The Republicans are the Communist Party light here. So good old blackface over there still running things.
You know that all that stuff. I so don't care.
Somebody, I think it was maybe Jeff Berwick that commented. He goes, "You know, I'm more offended that he's running around pretending to be prime minister than he was running around in blackface three or four times."
You know what was interesting is he got his friend Barack Obama to come, you know, do a solid for him, and yeah, we
no. Barack Obama's team ran the election last election.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So Barack Obama's team has been running Trudeau's election.
They took him over during the
who
last
the
election.
Hell are we up against?
Like Axel.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world?
Like, yep, I am. Okay, wait, no, I want to keep this going. All right, so. We have Barack Obama's campaign team has been held, even to the point that Barack Obama comes in, wraps arms around, and, you know, he put on white face and he had black, whatever the hell they're doing, okay? So he's going, hey, ain't no bad, I love, yeah, whatever. I love my boy here, okay? So he gets elected, and I'm going, this whole North America, of course, they got Latin and Southern Central America and all that taken care of, you know, the Soviets been whatever they've been doing.
Well, Trudeau's his dad is Castro, so he's got the Cuban Soviet stuff taken.
What do you mean he's Castro?
You haven't heard all this stuff about?
Yeah,
his mom,
I heard that
his
he was buds with Castro and he got pictures of him.
No, like his mom was down there at the same time and doing a whole bunch of stuff. That they were real
socialist.
Well, his mom was banging Castro.
Sexual relations with Castro, his mom.
Yeah, just like Obama's dad was.
Well, they
really
look alike.
Marshall Davis.
Just stop. Okay.
I'm not making this up.
No, I don't care. My thing is that all these guys represent a minimum job requirement to be heads of state, to be a freaking communist. This is like, you know, the Comey Brennan thing writ large. Hell, Obama's there. And Hillary is definitely willing to sell for whatever the hell they were doing. You know, so I'm going, this is, we are up against, oh my God. But what's the counter? Make America great again. We're going to have nationalism. Hell, that's how we got to this. Yeah. You know? So it's the thread that goes through this is all this isms of somebody else making decisions for you. It is a delegation of responsibility and authority to yada yada.
Governism.
Yeah, governism.
We've got.
God, where did we write that shit down?
We got ourselves here a Republican $1 trillion deficit. This is much better than a $1 trillion Democratic deficit.
Yeah, but what was interesting, I had the Trudeau's best friend told me that they actually had brought in the campaign team for Obama. They brought them in to do the election in Canada. And, you know, all they changed was it was change in the United States. Well, you know what Trudeau called it? His campaign slogan was real change. How fitting is that? You know, like, it's just a copy-paste of the campaign.
Stop. Yeah. Wow.
And somebody probably got paid, like, $10 million consulting fees, too, in order to like, come up with that.
Of course they did.
Or more, probably.
You know, of course they did. I've been up against, I give you so many examples. I have, one was a Congressman, Matt Salmon, was running against Janet Napolitano for governor in, I think that was 06. And so he's like, Ernie, if you, and they're going up to debate, and it's kind of calling him at the Ritz-Carlton, and he pulls me off to the side down the hallway at the resort, and he's like, Ernie, if you guys keep doing this, you know, and Barry's running for governor, and he's up in the debate, and, you know, Libertarians are, if you keep doing this, a Democrat's going to win, kind of, and they're going to, you know, like, one, you're confusing me, somebody thinks there's a difference, okay, first thing, and I go, and you lost it yourself. He stopped. He didn't go to some Second Amendment thing because there was a shooting at the University of Arizona. So, of course, the argument from us is, seems to be like they need to be more guns, you know, by the good people, you know, that kind of thing. So he, by abandoning the Second Amendment and showing his butt there, I go, you just lost this thing. You could have had it, and you lost it. And a lot of the guys, the Second Amendment guys, screw you, voting Libertarian, and he lost. To Janet freaking Napolitano, that later became Department of Homeland Security communist and underneath Clinton and Reno and all that. I mean, like, are you freaking kidding
and
me?
Now the head of the California school system.
Which was a pretty, you know, where did that come from? Well, of course, it's all this SJW crap that was going on campus. She was there head of this, allowing this stuff. I'm going, you know, what do you think is going on? So I'm no, you lost this. It was you that did it because you wimped out because some consultant in Virginia told him to.
Always to in, what always end? In Virginia.
All right, here we go.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Now, this is, yeah, I'd be an air guitarist on the radio. Somebody else do that. Come on, come on, come on. All right. This is, we were talking during the break. It's governism. John came up with that. We got, yeah, it's nationalism. Is this, how about governism? Yeah, they're all a freaking governism.
Control.
You're a governist.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever. You know, so this is the thing. When you talk about, for me, when I do all these social media things and I have these guys on, you know, I think now a lot of the people that probably didn't know, and I never made a big deal out of it, you know, I have, but I mean, not daily, is that Freedom's Phoenix is a social media platform. We built it that way way before Facebook was developed. This started in 05. So I'm going, man, don't tell me. I know what I want. I got it for me. I get to use it for me. The custom module's for me. I'm all over it for me. I want it to be for you. And you guys use it. And that's what's going to be this. We built this all up. Ooh, 2020, you're going to see the power of the tool. Now, all these other shows for me, oh, no, pick us, pick us, pick us, pick us. I'm looking for them. I'm going, hell, I'd rather do it with you guys. I'd rather do it with somebody else. I mean, I got developers. I'd rather be doing other stuff than sitting here and pimping this out and kind of scaling for the, oh, my God. But I'm going, Who the F is going to freaking do it? I am so tired of waiting on people. And then when they get, we are different, our policy is different, we're better and different. Can I have my catapult channel? Well, not. And then what the hell makes you different? You know, I'm so sick of this. And I'm going to go postal on this even more than I am now. Because we got pirates. The pirate, we're going to go pirate. Well, guess what? Pirate ain't giving their Google, Facebook, password of the hell they don't even have one. You feel me? So I'm going, this is such an enormous opportunity for someone to do. Talk to all the guys. I mean, anybody that I know, that even down this road, even a little bit. And they're just like, damn it, Ernie's going to set this freaking standard. You damn Skippy. And if you can't do it, I'll eventually get there.
Get out of my way.
Yep, get the freak out of my way. And if it comes to Ernie's got that, audience, come on, seriously. Has it been for a lack of effort of me trying to find it, talking to people, promoting whenever they can get it? Has it been for lack of effort of me giving them a platform to pimp their platform? Huh? 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 No, it's because their goals are different. They haven't set this as a priority. Now, some people have, and we're taking advantage of those. But like John, he's going, damn, Ernie made me think, shit. What would I say out loud? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what are you looking to do? We're going to talk to the guy, and we're going to say, can you? Yeah. And then what's he going to say?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Better you than me. If you can do it, I would be a click kind of build and pip out over on, I'll do over here. Because what am I wanting not to have up there?
Oh,
serving people up to the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's so important to have an uncensorable platform. In these days, the ease of, coming in and controlling language and stopping everything from happening that, they oppose. If we don't have the tool that you want to have, Ernie, we're going to fail. We're just going to fail. That's all that, is for it. If we don't have that real tool that you can have real free speech and people being able to just put whatever they want out there, bad content is going to come up, but it's going to disappear because nobody is going to like it and it's going to be voted out. Or
well, they had, what was Gab AI or something?
Yeah, and there, Twitter, I think
there's
Twitter.
All these different ones that they've come up with. Oh, yeah, ours is, and we're out in there, and you can free, and you can do and that. And here they come, and they shut you down. I go, You know why? Because they can.
Yeah, servers, yeah. They had, on top of that, where you, how is your control mechanism to keep your content safe from all these government entities that wants to censor you as well, right?
And anybody that even has the philosophy of kiss my butt, like Lavabit, they go in and say, thou shalt and you will take over, and this site's been taken over by FBI, we've gotten it's ours now, and he shut it down. And they got pissed off and tried to get him for, contempt of court or some BS like that, because you're not allowed to shut down your own business if we don't want you to. I mean, well, you didn't say I couldn't. Yeah, but we didn't want you to, and you knew that. You ought to know that. You see my point? If they can, they are. And I don't know how many times I got to say that and how many examples people get to know that's exactly what's going to happen. When? POTUS 2020 election cycle. POTUS 2020. I'm telling you, this is the battle. And whoever comes out of this in the next year with this type of, you can suck it and I'm over here and you're not, and everybody can get to and not allowed and mechanism of whatever, that's the win. IPFS search. I could build it almost now. I'm going, look, you got metadata. It goes over here in its own IPFS page with a linking hash. I search this over here and I know where the hash is. I go, fine. Done. Yeah, but what? You're telling me you can't do that? Well, I guess you could have gone, oh man, you guys are killing me. I'm 58 years old, non-geek, and you guys are just going to slap you around. You're just going to reconstitute the same crap again. Yeah, but we got a different logo.
Yeah. No, it'd be
what?
It would be the same S, different package. That's what, a friend of mine always says about politics. If we don't, look past, our current paradigm, because that's what it is. It's a paradigm of understand. We've never really had anything of what you're talking about. And so it's people are
no, but it was the promise.
Yeah,
when they did, I remember the early days of blockchain and Bitcoin, because this is what happened after or during the Ron Paul evolution and so on. We could see, this silver thing is going to be a big thing. So we had, the silver bullet, the train for Coors Light. That was kind of get all aboard. the Love Train. So we had the logos with it, and we had the silver dime cards. You ever see our silver dime cards?
I think
so
I've seen it, yeah.
So we had the silver dime cards, and we did it as a fundraiser for Daily Paul, which was a Ron Paul supporting website. And I go, yeah, you promote, we'll make them. Boom, in one day we sold, God, it was something ridiculous, like 8,000 of them. Boom! I sent them a check. Their cut was $10,000. Well, Michael Nystrom is like, man, we can do this all day long. I go, look, you can't keep doing this. We did it one more time, and it kind of made out. We, it's cool. But we were pushing the silver right when Bitcoin hit. Well, what did they do? They went to Free Talk Live. You know, the Ian and Mark, and they're on, the Free State Project out of Keene and so on. And they also run LRN, one of the networks that we're on. So I'm going, I go, okay, this Bitcoin thing, and we talk to the guys, and I go to Pork Fest, and I see, there's Vitalik Buterin, and there's Eric Voorhees, and there's Roger Ver, and there's a lot, a lot of the guys that go around different things, and I get to know everybody, kind of, oh, that's cool. Tell me everything. I get you on, we'll talk about whatever. And what were they promising? Immutability, anonymity, foreverism, low transparency, all these promises that they make, because why? Because they knew that we would support it for those reasons. And then it wasn't quite so true. Then we got to go to another crypto and a different way of doing it and some other kind of and more and better and whatever.
Then it becomes Lightning Network, store of value, digital gold.
Now, exactly, yeah, just, my yeah, point. And they'll do the same thing they've done with the social media. Hey, man, you need anonymity or not anonymity. You need to have it forever or not forever. You need to have, well, we got it all here, and pinky swear and promise and go. And you start asking the same questions that I did about blockchain. Well, maybe not that much. You probably can't get away with a catapult channel. So I'm going, then what the hell are you guys talking about? You're lying to me. Stop lying to me. Yeah. Because if you keep lying to me, I'm going to call you out as liars. You feel me?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Don't be a liar.
No.
Get some. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the what?
Well, I got to peace out to everybody because I've got another podcast.
Nobody cares about you, Tim.
That's great. Great hanging.
Yeah, you're just going to talk economics and stuff. Okay, who are you going to talk to? Let people know where you're going to be at.
I'm going to be at the Money Tree podcast, which is actually one of my business partners. Kirk Chisholm hosts that. I think Daniel DiMartino Booth is the main guest, and I'm one of the panelists about the Federal Reserve. And he didn't want to have two. So it's going to be a bunch of statists. Actually, they might hopefully don't hear this one because I'm actually kind of on it right now. So it's going to be a lot of probably liberals and statists and people that don't have my opinion. And I'll be there as a one-man wrecking crew.
Represent.
Like the wrecking ball of
One thing that you guys can do is as you're talking to these people, I mean, you just say it. It's like, in addition to Epstein's probably not dead. I mean, he didn't kill himself. Hell, he's probably not even dead. I want to change it. You know, they're psyching us out that he's dead. I go, this is a psyop to convince us he's dead. I go, Epstein's not dead. I mean, I'm just like, what makes you think? Oh, I saw a picture on the news. Whatever. Okay. But one thing that you can pimp out is this one issue. Immutability. Anonymity, foreverism on data. You get to set it yourself. Yeah, but I don't give a shit what you want. This is what I want. There's a lot of people want. If we can do it, let's do it. You be different than everybody else. Right, John?
Yeah, no, I'm open for any ideas.
We're going to call them right now.
Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas.
Okay, now we're into the show. We could do this. We could call them right now or take a break real quick.
Let me see.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll go ahead and have everything set up here. I'll leave the live streaming going. You guys, chill and whatever. And I'll tell you what. While we're setting this up, you guys can watch the tutorial again. Ha, 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 ha. It's better. I tell you what. Yeah, I can do the audio. Crap. I don't know why. I'm not. We'll let you go ahead and watch the audio. Now, keep in mind, this is done in 11. I knew what I was wanting to do from the beginning. So we'll go ahead and I'll just have you guys watch this. By the time this is over, we'll go ahead and come back and we'll be talking to developers and see if we can kind of, fix business here. So let me put this up and I'll get it started. Yeah, our Freedom Summit. You read all these names of our past. Man, we had the boys. All right. And girls. So do this.
Hello. Welcome to Freedom Speech.
Okay. What is this? I can't get big screen. I'll just go YouTube. See, this is one thing that if I get all crazy in some of my YouTube stuff, don't just erase my entire channel. I got a bunch of stuff out. We got to pull all this stuff out. All right, do that. All right, I'm going to go ahead and let this play while we set this up, because me going on a rant and screaming and yelling and so on has been to emphasize, are you freaking kidding me? Okay, I want to have what I want to have. So we'll see if we can get that show going for you, and you can entertain yourself with this for now.
Hello, welcome to FreedomsPhoenix.com. My name is Ernest Hancock, and I'm publisher of Freedom's Phoenix. This short tutorial is just going to give you an overview of the many features that we have available to visitors, those that have signed up as a member, and those that have subscribed. These three levels have different access to the material that we have on Freedom's Phoenix. Visitors are able to read any of the articles that go all the way back 6 years, over 2,000 pages that we have of material. Now, membership allows you to get the email dispatch delivered to your inbox every day. We'll go over that in a little bit. Subscribers have many tools that are available to them, and we'll just go over a few of them as we go through the navigation bar at the top of Freedom's Phoenix. The front page button always will take you back to the front page. This horizontal navigation bar is on every page on Freedom's Phoenix so that you can navigate the site easily. Page 2 takes you to the stories as they rotate off of the front page so that they're not lost. You go, you know, I remember something yesterday or the day before. The date is here. You can easily navigate over the last few days by going to this. Now you'll see that we have over 2,468 pages, so there's a lot of material here. But for a quick navigation of something you may want to just go back to over the previous day, this is how you do that. Now, the Freedom Forum, this is where you can highlight and participate in a lot of the discussions that are going on Freedom's Phoenix as they relate to various stories. Sign up for the newsletter. Those of you that are new to Freedom's Phoenix, I suggest you go here. It's very simple. First, last name, email, and boom. You'll start receiving the email dispatch in your inbox. Be a reporter. This is available to subscribers. You put in the story date, where you got it from, the headline, a 250-character description, the link URL, and you may choose a graphic from your computer of whatever you want to do that best depicts the story that you're writing about. Then you select a category. We have many categories to choose from. This is sent to us. You enter the news link, and it's sent to our editors that approve it for inclusion on the front page. If you wish to link to us, you want to promote Freedom's Phoenix, which we encourage, of course, you can have a large selection of links here. If you need a different size, let us know, and we'll make sure that you get them. Tutorials are here. This tutorial you'll find here on Freedom's Phoenix tutorial page so that you can learn how to enter stories on your own, become a writer, and make use of the site. Bug report. If you come across anything that you think that should be brought to our attention, this is how you communicate with us here. Magazine, radio, and TV. By going to the online magazine area, you'll have all of the issues that are in production. Here we have the 4th of July issue, and August are already under production. And our first inaugural edition of Freedom's Phoenix, June 2011, here. As a subscriber, you are able to fully access the magazine online so that you can read the articles in the traditional format that you're familiar with here on Freedom's Phoenix. Now, as a member, you will be able to go here and click the free preview of the magazine, which will include the table of contents and instructions on how to set up your digital device. Now, this is for those to be able to test it out and see if they want to get, but you will not be able to read the individual articles in the traditional format here or download from here the actual digital magazine that is made for your iPad, your Android Zoom, or your smartphone. Instructions are available here for doing that, but this is for subscribers only. Now, the archives here are available to anyone by contents listed by subject, any particular subject that we have full of content. We have the radio and TV archives are available for the past 7 days. Older than that, and you need to be a subscriber to have access to that content. The newsletter archives are very popular, and anyone can get that. This is what is delivered to your email inbox. If you miss a day or you're not at your home computer, you can go ahead and go here to access all of the content that was sent to your inbox that day. Now, as we go across the bottom here, you'll see that the archives also include individual feature articles that are original to Freedom's Phoenix and opinion pieces and a lot of other reference material that we have. Letters to the editor. You can look at a list of all of the letters to the editor. You can also write a letter to the editor. These are services available to subscribers. If you wish to join us, you can do so here at the membership sign up, or you can subscribe. And this will give you all the information you need to subscribe. Join us, subscribe information, membership sign up for the free email dispatch. Advertising, those that wish to advertise, the information is here. Sales at freedomsphoenix.com is Thomas Costanzo. He'll take care of you. About us, you can contact us here. You can find out, you know, what the reason was for us beginning Freedom's Phoenix and what our philosophy is. Special editions is a very interesting category that we have. We have many editions that are duplicate format of the front page, but they're their own particular they're their own particular edition. Here you have Hurriya Phoenix, which is Arabic for Freedom's Phoenix. What we do is we put all of the information that has to do with the Middle East here, and you have another special tool, Translate. Translate it to Arabic. The entire page is translated into Arabic. If you want to know what it says, you hover over here and it gives you the English translation of it. We have an Arabic version of Freedom's Phoenix for Facebook and Twitter. Bloggers all over cyberspace in Arabic-speaking countries are using this, and it's very popular. We have taken the information that we get from our perspective here and what's in American news, and we put it on this page. The URL that you see up here can be sent to anyone anywhere, and they will be able to view this page. Any link from the page that's translated into Arabic will automatically translate any page from there into Arabic. You go into the war category, the same thing. An amazing tool that's available to anyone for free. The translate page. 39 languages that you can translate Freedom's Phoenix to. We have many of our subscribers use this to go back home with, to be able to share the information on Freedom's Phoenix with 39 languages. Amazing. Now, here is the customize tab. For subscribers, they are able to customize their front page experience. Here you are able to turn on various features of Freedom's Phoenix and customize your front page with all kinds of information. You can even block writers that you never want to see on your pages. You can block ads. You can even block specific categories. You can show or not show some of the freedom polls that we have for our subscribers. You can turn on your favorite sports. Let's see, we'll do football and Major League Baseball and basketball. Oh, and hockey. And, well, do NASCAR. By turning on these features, you are able to customize your front page so that you never have to leave Freedom's Phoenix. We go to the front page then, and you'll see custom module for Ernie Hancock. You can show it, or you can hide it. By showing it, you can show your quick links here. We have the top three are there automatically that we put to show you how it works, and I've added one here. Daily Paul. Boom. Goes right to it. Now, you can also look at your calendar. You can keep your calendar on Freedom's Phoenix. Check the weather. References, we turned on the dictionary and Wikipedia. And remember, we clicked on the sports, what's available. We got them right here. There you go. Freedom's Phoenix has an enormous amount of features that's available to subscribers. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the RSS feed. The RSS feed allows you to have, such as, the newsletter go into your digital device. I have my smartphone that I just logged in through my smartphone's browser, subscribe to the RSS feed, and I get the email dispatches sent straight to my phone. Many. This is just a highlight of some of the features. Now, one of the others that I would like to make sure that you know about is this. If you see something that is of great interest to you and you want to share with people, you can do it one of two ways. One, you can email the link to friends, family, neighbors, and how you do that is by clicking on the email link. Sending a selected story by email can be done from this page. When you click on email link, it gives you the option of putting up to 20 email addresses in this box. You can also add a personal note. And if you wish, you can subscribe them to the daily email dispatch here by checking this box. One of the other very cool options for subscribers is this. When you're logged in, you are able to go to Save Link, and it adds it to your favorites page. I'll show you where that is in a second. Let's go ahead and add a couple. Okay, here. And we'll do one more. In your custom module, what you'll see is favorites. Going to your favorites page, you'll see that the three stories that we clicked on have been placed on your own personal page. This URL can be copied and sent to as many people as you wish from your email. They will go to this link, and there you go. What you think is important information gleaned off of Freedom's Phoenix by your own criteria and shared with as many people as you wish. Now, as often as you wish, you can delete the stories by clicking on Delete. As you see, we have deleted that particular story, and we can add others and customize this in any way we want before we send it out to our friends. By just highlighting some of the features of freedomsphoenix.com, I think you start to see just how powerful a tool it is to free as many minds as possible. Remember, at the top of the navigation bar here, tutorials will take you to a page that has some other tutorials that show you how to be a writer, a reporter, and interface with the site more. But this highlight of Freedom's Phoenix tools, I think, has given you an idea of just how powerful it is. Thanks for visiting freedomsphoenix.com, and please look forward to all the other new tutorials that we have coming.